We're from the government. We're here to make you sick. This is Jav Parrish. Next Monday, May 15th, marks the enrollment deadline for the new Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit. For the tens of millions of elderly, disabled, and low-income Americans who are eligible but who haven't yet enrolled in Part D, it's a critical date. The Bush administration's 2003 bill included, among many other dreadful provisions, a stipulation that after May 15th, anyone without certification of a better drug plan who fails to enroll in Part D will face a 1% per month penalty on their insurance premiums for every month after May 15th that they fail to enroll, for the rest of their lives. After May 15th, enrollment will be closed until the end of the year, so for tens of millions of people who can least afford it, a minimum of 7% lifetime penalty will kick in for the 7 months between now and the end of the year, a so-called senior tax. It'll kick in if they don't enroll by Monday. I'm one of those people, and I'm not enrolling. I'm disabled. I'm a transplant patient. At present, I pay well over $5,000 a year, not including co-pays and other out-of-pocket expenses for my prescription drug coverage. But without coverage, it'd be well over $50,000 a year in any given year if I didn't have any complications. Medicare's Part D would actually save me a couple thousand a year, but I don't dare risk it. Why? Because once I pick one of the 47 or so private insurance plans available through Part D in Washington State, that plan can then change the list of drugs they're willing to cover at any time. And if they decide not to cover one of my expensive, life-giving drugs any longer, I can't do anything about it. I can't change plans for the rest of the year, and I'll simply have to pay for it myself. Meaning that instead of saving a couple of thousand, Part D would wind up costing me as much as $10,000 more. For one drug. I have 20 they can mess with me on. And it's even worse for so-called dual-eligible patients, low-income folks eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. They were all forced off their much better Medicaid drug coverage and randomly assigned a Part D insurance plan, regardless of whether it actually met their needs. And if I can't make sense of all this, me, a relatively well-informed, healthcare-savvy, middle-aged guy, what about my 81-year-old mother? And if mom, who's still pretty healthy and sharp, is befuddled by all this, and she is, how is somebody who's elderly and physically or mentally compromised supposed to cope with all this? Is it any wonder that nearly half of all eligible Americans haven't signed up for Part D yet, guaranteeing, as of next Monday, that minimum 7% lifetime surcharge? The Bush administration and many congressional Republicans couldn't be happier about all this. For them, it's working exactly as designed. The insurance companies will get that lifetime surcharge, not Medicare. The drug and insurance companies that wrote this 2003 bill are laughing all the way to the bank. How lucrative is it? Amazingly, Part D is prohibited by law from doing what every major drug buyer does, negotiating discounts with pharmaceutical companies based on quantity of purchase. Part D, by law, must pay Big Pharma full price, which is, as we all know too well, whatever the heck Pharma wants to charge. Call it welfare for very rich people. Lots of welfare for people who are now, thanks to this new program, rapidly becoming very, very rich. There are other major problems with Part D, too. I haven't even touched the infamous donut hole, the gap that requires patients pay nearly $3,000 in out-of-pocket expenses with no coverage before benefits resume. Try that while living on your monthly $880 Social Security disability check. The upshot is that the Medicare drug prescription plan is ghastly expensive for taxpayers, doesn't cover a lot of what it needs to, isn't serving and is therefore penalizing half the population it's supposed to serve, and is terribly confusing for anybody who's trying to navigate it. President Bush, naturally, has pledged to veto any changes to Part D. It's good to know whose side he's on. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.